The Big Snowstorm. A big snowstorm was coming. Jack, Susie, Daddy, and Mommy were staying at Grandma and Grandpa's farm for the weekend. Grandpa and Daddy had just come in from the barn where they fed the cows.
"There is a really fierce wind out there," exclaimed Daddy.
"That's right," said Grandpa. "We are in for a big blow and a lot of snow. We had better get ready for it."
Jack and Susie watched with big round eyes as Grandpa went to the bathtub and began to fill it with water. He also put some pails of water beside the toilet. Grandma filled all the kettles and a lot of the containers in the kitchen with more water.
"What is all of the water for?" asked Susie.
Daddy answered,
"If the power goes off, then we will not be able to get water out of the well. We are just getting prepared ahead of time."
"Why would the power go off?" asked Susie.
"The wind could blow down a tree or a big branch onto a hydro wire and break it, so that no power could come through, Miss Question Box," explained Daddy with a smile.
Mommy was busy getting candles and matches out. She made sure that there was oil in both of the oil lamps.
"We don't want to sit around in the dark," she said.
Daddy went out to the woodshed beside the kitchen to get wood for the wood stove.
"If the power goes out, the furnace won't run, and we won't have any heat," he said. "We have to have some wood to burn in the wood stove. We can cook on the wood stove and heat water on it too, if we need to."
Jack and Susie felt better when they heard this. They did not want the house to get cold. They knew how nice and cozy it was with the fire in the wood stove. With all of these preparations done, they all sat down to have dinner.
"Now we are all ready for the storm," said Grandma as she took off her apron.
Grandpa gave thanks for the food and asked for God's protection to the coming storm. As they ate, Jack and Susie could hear the wind getting louder and louder. Snow was falling against the window. All of a sudden, the lights went out. Grandma lit the oil lamp on the dining room table, and Grandpa lit the fire in the wood stove.
"We will have to wait a while before we can boil a kettle for tea and hot chocolate on the wood stove," he said. "I am sure that Jack and Susie don't mind waiting."
He winked at Susie, who winked back at Grandpa with a smile. When dinner was over, Grandma and Mommy cleared the table with some help from Susie. Jack went around the house and gathered up everyone's Bibles. He brought them to the table so that everyone could see to do the readings.
"Praise the Lord from the earth, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy winds fulfilling his word."
Psalm 148:7-8, read Jackie.
"Does this mean that God made this storm?" asked Susie.
"Yes, it does," replied Grandpa. "But if we trust in him, he will look after us."
Mommy took a candle with her that night when she put Jack and Susie to bed. They said their prayers, thanking God for the blessings of the day and asking for his care through the night. Then they snuggled under a big pile of blankets with a nice warm hot water bottle each that Grandma had given them to keep their feet warm. After Mommy left with her candle, they listened quietly in the dark to the blowing wind. Soon they fell asleep. What a different world they woke up to the next morning. Everything was white. The snow had stopped falling and the wind had died down. The sun was shining and everything was bright and sparkly. As Jack and Susie lay in their beds, they heard a phone ringing in the distance. They wondered who could be phoning at this hour.
"Breakfast," called Grandma. "Time to get up."
Jack and Susie went downstairs. They sat on the floor beside the warm wood stove.
"There won't be any Sunday school or meeting at the hall today," said Grandpa. "Uncle Frank telephoned to tell us that there are too many big drifts on the roads, and it's too dangerous for people to drive. We will have our own meeting here."
"What will everyone else do?" asked Jack.
They will have their own meetings in their own homes, answered Daddy.
After breakfast, they all got dressed in their best clothes. Jack and Susie knew it was always important to wear your best clothes when you have a meeting together around God's word. God is our king. They went to sit in the living room for meeting. Grandma had put the bread and wine on the table and covered it with a white cloth.
It is very important that we have our meeting, even if we can't get together with everyone else, said Grandpa. In the Bible, Paul said, For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:24. We are supposed to remember Jesus' death and resurrection every week with a memorial service until he returns.
When the little meeting was over, Grandpa said that it was time to go outside and do the chores. The animals were still waiting for their breakfast. Daddy, Jack, and Susie all changed into lots of outside clothes to keep themselves warm and dry. Snowsuits, scarves, boots, hats, and mittens.
Grandpa tried to open the door. It would not open because the snow had blown against it all night. Daddy took a shovel from beside the door and climbed out a window. He shoveled the snow away from the door so that Grandpa, Jack, and Susie could all join him outside.
Where is Hobo the dog? Wondered Susie.
Look at his dog house, exclaimed Grandpa.
It was just a mountain of snow.
Daddy went over to the doghouse and dug it out. Out of the doghouse came Hobo.
Poor Hobo! He doesn't have a nice warm snowsuit like I do, said Susie.
Don't worry about Hobo, said Daddy. God has given him a nice thick fur coat to keep him warm.
Grandpa and Daddy cleaned the snow off the bird feeders so that the birds could find the seeds. While Grandpa and Daddy went into the barn to feed the animals, Jack and Susie took some magic carpets and slid down some of the big drifts. The wind had packed the snow, and it was very hard. There was one drift that Hobo walked on that went up to the roof of the house. Jack and Susie thought that that was very funny.
Who would have ever heard of a dog walking on the roof? Laughed Susie.
The sun was bright, but the temperature was very cold. It was -10 degrees Fahrenheit, or -22 degrees Celsius. Before the children's skin could get frozen, Mommy called them into the house. They took off all their snow clothes and hung them by the fire to dry out. Grandpa and Daddy came in from the barn at the same time. Grandma had made some hot chocolate to drink to warm them up. Later, as they ate the lunch that had been cooking on the wood stove, the power came back on. They heard the snow plows coming along slowly through the drifts, pushing the snow back to the sides of the road in huge mountains.
Now we have another big job ahead of us, said Grandpa. The snow will have to be shoveled from the driveway so that your daddy's car can get out to take you home.
After lunch, they all put their snow clothes back on. While Grandma and Mommy did the dishes, Grandpa, Daddy, Jack, and Susie shoveled hard at the snow in the driveway. It was a big job. When the snow had all been shoveled, they all came in for another hot chocolate.
It is time for us to go home, said Daddy. We want to get home before it's dark in case there is another storm.
Thank you for a lovely snow time at the farm, said Jack.
Thank you, God, for taking care of us during the storm, said Susie. Please take care of us while we go home.